Hi, and welcome to what I'm calling my sliders. These are short stories that I'm writing every week. They're serialized, so some of them may be continuing plot lines. This one is a continued plot line from the story I wrote called The Harvest, so be sure to check that out. And you can find all of these not only at scottroche.com/thoughts, but if you go to Wattpad, that's WATTPAD.com, and search for Scott Roche, you'll see all of that posted there as well. If you enjoy these, spread the word, and thanks for listening. Marcy let out an exasperated huff for the third time on the trip back from her mom's funeral. "What is it, dear?" Brad hissed through clenched teeth. He'd had about enough of her attitude. The only reason they'd gone was to hear the reading of the will. That turned out to be a colossal waste of time. "You know damn well what it is. You were captivated by Charlene the whole time we were there, or at least by Charlene's ass." She turned and glared at him, bright green eyes, shards, bottled glass. He shook his head. "I was just amazed by the sheer size and roundness of it. I've never seen an ass like that on a white girl. I like big butts, and I cannot lie." The joke fell flat, but it was at least a change of pace from the silence, or the only other alternative, the screaming. "Stop the car," she hit him on the arm. "What the actual hell?" It had hurt, but it hadn't made him lose control. Lifting weights 3 times a week kept him buff. "I said, stop the car, or at least stop the deceit. You've been lying to me about your trips out of town, haven't you?" This again. "Look, Marcy, I have to do a lot of traveling. You knew when I took this job that would be part of the deal. I'd have to be out of town at least a week a month." She hit him on the arm again, in the exact same goddamn spot. "Stop the fucking car." He slowed down, looking for a place to do exactly that. He'd spaced out the last few miles. They were in the middle of nowhere. It must have rained here in the last half an hour, and there was no way he was pulling the Beamer off onto a muddy shoulder. He spotted a sign up ahead, but couldn't read it yet. "You're so interested in me stopping, you'll have to wait a minute." She turned and glared out the front window. He could almost smell brimstone coming from her pores. He'd seen her mad before, but never anything like this. In the 10 years they'd been married, there had been plenty of ups and downs. Their physical relationship started off great. She still had the body that she had in high school, and he had a better one. Things had cooled off the last couple of years. The lack of any fruit from their sex life had something to do with that, he was sure. She'd been ready for a baby for the last 8 years. He didn't feel like he'd ever be ready. He pulled onto the gravel side road and stopped. The sign he'd seen earlier read, "Fresh Corn," in a brownish-red paint, and pointed down the road. He could see a cornfield in the distance. He turned to look at his wife. It felt like there was a canyon in between them instead of just an emergency brake. He bridged the gap with his arm. "Look, Marce." "Don't you Marce me." She slapped his hand away and shouldered open the door. When she was out, she slammed it as hard as she could. "Jesus Christ." He put the car in drive and followed her. He watched her start jogging. Tan legs flashed below the hem of her jean shorts and her white sneakers bit into the rocky surface. The road turned into a driveway of sorts. When he reached the end, Marcy was leaning against an enormous oak tree. A deflated balloon hung near one of her shoulders with a manic-looking clown superimposed on silver mylar. 3 slashes split the clown's face, and it appeared to be staring at him in warning or accusation. He parked the car near a battered old pickup and got out. A farm stand stood boarded up 12 yards past the tree. A farmhouse that looked like it could use some TLC in the form of some paint or maybe a Molotov cocktail sat further back from it. "Marcy, let's not do this here. We're likely to be less than an hour from a hotel. I'll find us a place to stay. We'll even get separate rooms if that's what you want. You're just grieving the loss of your mom." She dug the toe of one shoe into the red clay near the oak's base. I won't be grieving that bitch anytime soon. She looked up at him. What I miss is what we used to have. He felt the anger begin to build up. It's gone because of you. He wanted to shout it until the rage disfigured his face. Instead, he took a few calming breaths. I miss it too. He took a step towards her. A screen door banged shut just past the tree.
We're not receiving visitors right now.
The voice was strong, deep, and masculine. Brad moved to one side to see who was speaking. The oak was no weeping willow. It was 8 feet across if it was an inch. Sorry, we just had some car trouble. The owner of the voice, a youngish man with a mop of red hair, was dressed in coveralls and heavy work boots.
Really? Sorry to hear that. Won't start at all?
Something in the man's eyes made Brad want to run. That was ridiculous. He had at least 50 pounds and 3 inches on Farmer Brown. I'm sure it will. We just wanted to let the engine cool down a bit. He looked at Marcy. We need to go, honey. They're expecting us back home. She looked at him in confusion. Who are you talking about? There's no one. She stopped as Brad nodded towards the farmer.
Maybe I can help you get where you're going.
The farmer's voice was muffled now. Brad looked back and saw that the man was wearing a bag over his head. His mind went blank as he saw the hand scythe gripped in one of the farmer's work-hardened fists. He couldn't move, not even when Marcy's head tumbled to the ground at his feet. It was like an atomic bomb had gone off in his brain, wiping out all cognition. He didn't even feel the pain when the man's weapon bit deep into his neck. That was what I'm calling Yuppies, and it's part of an ongoing series. If you enjoyed that, check out my blog, scottroche.com/thoughts, and you can also go to my podcast fiction, www.scottroche.com/omniverse. So, hope you enjoyed it, and see you next time.